going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
More draft talk. Guess what? That's what we're doing the rest of the week. The Caps play tonight, though, so we'll certainly talk about Game 2 on tomorrow's show. Joining me right now is one of my trusted draft experts, college football experts, because he is one, Stanford Steve from ESPN, of course, part of Scott's Sports Center and a big part of College Game Day as well, at Stanford Steve 82 on X on Twitter. Max just said that you wanted to start this conversation by asking me a question. So what is it?
I got caught in a wormhole doing your favorite thing in the world and reading and watching stuff about the new stadium proposal and all that stuff. And it made me think, you know, everybody, I'm sure all your listeners have seen for the first time the demolition trucks inside RFK, and I just started thinking about all the old times. But I had a number in my head. Has FedEx Field only hosted 2 Redskin or Commander home playoff games in the 26 years? Is it
yes.
The RG3 game and the Heineken
no,
game?
No, three. They hosted in 99, they hosted the Lions in a wild card game. By the way, Gus Frerotte was the starting quarterback for the Lions. Washington won that game with Brad Johnson. By the way, there was an accident on the Beltway, and the crowd basically wasn't in their seats until midway through the second quarter. Then the RG3 game after 2012 this against Seattle, and then Cousins and the 2015 NFC East champion Redskins hosted the Packers in a playoff game at home.
And then Heineke. So there's 4.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
The other day, I was mentioning the playoff games, and typically somebody would have mentioned that to me, but nobody did. It took you to mention it, but the reason that it's forgettable is there were no fans.
You couldn't,
it was COVID.
You couldn't go.
Yeah. That's they right. have hosted 4 playoff games at FedEx Field. I forgot that the Tom Brady Buccaneers coming in here. You know, our fans, bless their hearts, believe that we gave Tampa and Taylor Heineke gave Tampa the toughest game on the way to the Super Bowl. That's not true. They had very tough games, you know, against New Orleans and then obviously at Lambeau in the NFC Championship game. But that may have been the highlight game for Taylor Heineke. He was awesome that night.
He was spectacular. He was awesome that night. They had the ball with a chance.
Yeah, they did, down 31-23. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good for – I mean, 4. I mean, if you want to count Tampa in 2020 or January of 2021, the stadium hosted a whopping 4 playoff games. But guess what? I think it's going to host a lot more in its final 5 seasons.
That's how many we have? 5? Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll take the over.
What is the over-under? Is it 4?
And a half? I would say I'll give 4.
Well, no. Let's make the real over-under. Jaden Daniels and this team playing 5 more seasons What's the over-under on hosted playoff games at FedEx, or at Northwest Field, it's called now? It might be higher than 4.5.
Yeah, it's going to be, because I'm just thinking first round. I'll go 6.5?
Yeah. 6.5 is probably the right number, because you're going to have a season or two where you host more than one.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be high up there. So the expectations there, though, that's, you couldn't say that a year ago right now.
No, you can't. All right, let's talk draft. So you know how much I love your takes, because you know these coaches, you know these players, you've seen a lot of these teams up close. Let's just start, even though thankfully we don't care about the quarterbacks here in D.C. in this draft. How do you see the quarterbacks? I don't think we've talked about this. And I'll start with, where would Cam Ward have been drafted last year, in your opinion?
Oh, gosh. Who was taken after Penix?
After Penix would have been McCarthy.
And then after McCarthy?
Nix.
Behind those guys.
All of them.
QB. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I found him when he was leaving Incarnate Word. He's a zero-star prospect. Everybody knows this story now. But when he went to Wazoo and brought his offensive coordinator, I was like, this is – in that conference, I'm like, he's going to be able to do damage, because there wasn't a lot of NFL players in that conference at the time, and being a Pac-12 guy. And he made strides. But at the end of the tenure, it wasn't pretty. And I give himself credit. He got himself a lot better. He went to a place in Miami who underachieved when you look at the grand scheme of things, I think, with Miami fans and expectations. But they didn't lose because of the offense. Like, he found a way in every game. You go back to the Louisville game against Shuck, who's probably my QB2 in this draft, and that's just a fumble exchange, or else Louisville wins that game, and their whole narrative changes. But I just look at, he's not lackadaisical, Kevin, but the holding on to the football for the last second, it sped up. He had trouble when he went from Incarnate Word to Wazoo with that, because he's playing against better competition. And now I watched a lot of ACC football this year. It wasn't great. And now to be expected to do that at the next level, I think it's going to be a tough deal, unless he changes and speeds up. Sense of urgency, I think, is monstrous. And it actually is kind of what I worried about with Drake May. I thought he was a little lackadaisical, but he didn't have the protection. Cam Ward had some good guys up front that you're going to see in the next couple drafts drafted on that offensive line. So I just think he has to really hone in on speeding things up, because of how much faster things happen at this level. And for the crew of quarterbacks in this draft, it's all their problems. I think they're not great processors, and every guy has their different situation. A lot of it is under man on the offensive line. But if you look at Shador, he had NFL – there's four receivers he had on his team invited to the combine. So he's throwing to guys with talent, but his processing and overall arm strength are the things that will hinder him moving forward. But I would have Cam way down the list of last year's quarterbacks.
So you said something about Cam Ward that's interesting to me. I totally agree. I think sometimes the word I used is that occasionally he's very casual. But I also said, you know, one of the knocks on Caleb and on Jaden coming out is that, you know, they tried to play too much, you know, hero ball. And the three of them had something in common. Caleb Williams at SC, Jaden at LSU, Cam Ward last year at Miami, they all three played on horrific defensive football teams.
Correct.
Where they had to stay on the field, or they were walking back out there with the other team having just scored a touchdown. And I really saw that with Jaden. Like, he understood, if we don't stay on the field, if the punter comes out here, we're down another seven. And I think that was part of the Cam Ward situation at Miami.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Their defense was a liability, and they were able to hide it for much of the part because of him. And being at that Cal game, you know, that was one of those 11 o'clock Eastern games. We were there for game day. It got to a point where they were down, I think, 24, and he had there was only limited possessions. They had to get 7 points on four straight drives, and he did it. And people will say, oh, Cal, they stink. That place was nuts that night. And that atmosphere, and to see him do that in what was it, his fourth or fifth game with the team and his surrounding, I really take that into consideration. And again, I go back to the Louisville game and even the Syracuse game, which knocked them out of the ACC championship game in the playoffs. The defense was invisible on his team. So he had a bad turnover, but again, he's pressing because he has to, and they know they have to score touchdowns in order to make up for their bad defense.
So you would have picked him after all the guys last year. I think I liked him. I like him more than you. And I would have had him ahead of McCarthy and Bo Nix. Beside that, is he your number one quarterback?
Yeah, he is. Okay. I also think, Kevin, I like the turn we're taking with the evaluation of the quarterback process. I hate to do it. I always go back to Mitch Trubisky. And when I saw the Bears trade up for him, I just kept saying to myself, he's only played like 12 games, man. Like again, it's all about the situation, right? It's about the situation where you go to. Now, if you draft a guy that played 12 games and you're going to a back end of the first round of the draft with a playoff team that where they don't need him right away, I understand that when you grab, these teams are going to move up in the second round and all that. But when you're drafting a guy that doesn't play a lot of football and you're asking him to play, I think it sets you back a ton. And even, Shador, Shuck, Dart, all these top four guys have played a ton of football. So I do think they're a little bit ahead in that category, whereas we've seen guys with not the experience fail in previous drafts.
So you like Shuck second?
I do. I do. And again,
how old is he now?
He's, I think he could actually rent a car now. I think he's 25 without any parental, considerations. I listened to his interviews. He's had brutal injuries, but they weren't ACLs. They were just bone breaks. And I watch how he's grown. I absolutely love where he went when he transferred to Louisville. I think Brohm's as good as there is in college football, developing quarterbacks and teaching them. And that's why I think they're in a monstrous year with Miller Moss going there this year. But I trust Shuck. I've seen him do it. Where the other guys, there were so many things in the way of trying to evaluate. From what I watch, I put Shuck up there as a second guy.
Just wrapping it up with quarterbacks, actually two more.
Yeah.
The story tomorrow night is going to be Shedeur Sanders, and I'm totally with you. I don't get the people that say that he processes quickly. Every game that Colorado played, I'm like, my God, would you throw it? And with some anticipation. So do you think that he goes in the first round or not?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do. I think it's going to be a Lamar Jackson scenario. I don't think he's going to go early. I think those teams, you know, what people keep saying, Cleveland and New York at the beginning of the second round, and I think the right. Commanders are a prime team for that. Knowing that they only have 5 picks and it's a chance to get more picks, I think a team jumps up. And I was listening to McShay do the point system, and it makes sense to jump from, what is it, 34 to 29, as opposed to, you know, going from 34 to 9. So the issue I have, I still think with a toughness level, Shadur's at the top, man. He got his butt whipped for years. But so many throws behind or at the line of scrimmage, and just the idea, again, like you said, of holding on to the ball, you got guys that could get separate and get open, and I just didn't see that enough in the second year. The first year was a catastrophe because of the protection. But I do – and his overall arm strength, I don't think he compares to the other guys. They all have him. Now, if he could speed up his processing, and obviously we've seen quarterbacks do it with not great arm strength, but they're that good processing in pocket. He's great in the pocket. His pocket presence is great. But just the overall, you know, just got to get better at processing things. Yeah. That's the number one thing now when I look at quarterbacks. When they take the step to the next level.
If your front office was okay with playing dual threat college football at the NFL level, like Baltimore did for the first few years with Lamar, you know, mm-hmm. very much, you know, a dual threat attack, how would you view Jalen Milroe?
I would make him change positions. I've watched it too much. The decision. Now I think, you know, decision making and processing, I consider two different things, and he's at the bottom of both. I mean, being on the field for that Texas game 2 years ago, I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if he could do it. And then you saw Georgia really put the clamps on him after one of the best first halves I've ever been at in my life, where he didn't do things. You know, he made one throw that, you know, saved him at the end of the game. But he's had enough time now, and – you know, the way he goes about leading and talking to people there, you know, a lot of teammates weren't fans of it, I feel like. And he needs a mindset change. But, good. I mean, as good of an athlete as there is, what was our tight end that we had that was a quarterback at Virginia Tech that the Commanders had and had a great year at
Logan,
tight end? If Logan Thomas could do
Logan
that,
Thomas.
I mean, Milroe would be just another level of that when you watch him run and the size of him. So that would be my assessment of Jalen Milroe.
All right, we're talking to Stanford Steve. Edge rushers, there's a lot of them in this draft. Washington has a need for one.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about edge rushers on this show. There are other positions too, but I want to see what you think of the guys that would potentially be there at 29, and just give me your overall thought on those players, and you know, the Ezerakus, the Pierces, the Williamses, et cetera. Carter's not going to, you know, have it. They're not going to have a shot at Carter. I don't think they're going to have a shot at Green. He's my second favorite among them. But how do you see it?
Yeah, I look at what the Commanders did last year, Kevin. Didn't they draft a bunch of team captains too?
Yeah, 7 out of 9.
You know, yeah, I feel like that's a big deal. And when I look at Green or Pierce, I'm sure there's teams that have them X'd. They don't want anything to do with that. The guy that's most curious to me, I watched Texas A&M 4 times in person this year, is Scorton. The issue is, I watched him I went to practice before they played Notre Dame, and I watched him in individual drills. I'm like, man, he's built like a Greek god. Yeah. He's got get off. He's got great moves. But then you stand him next to the two Shamars on his defensive line, and you're like, oh my god, who are these two guys? And they both got the single digits. They're both D tackles. Shamar Stewart's the most fascinating one to me, but Scorton's a guy that I think is already advanced. Like, he has more ability as a pass rusher. He doesn't rely on brute strength and quickness. I think Chase Young fell into that category. At Washington, he just overpowered everybody in college. Scorton's got some good hand stuff. I just wonder about the size and if he could be a multiple down guy. I've seen, everybody, the last thing we saw in the NFL was the Eagles pounding the best quarterback in the world. So Scorton is a guy, when you take a guy like that in the first round, you want him to be multiple downs. And I wonder if Scorton's size, if it's just, I mean, you don't want to do it in the first round, like I said, but pass rushing ability, Scorton's a guy I really have an eye on.
I think you're right, definitely, about Pierce Jr. and probably about Green. Look, if Green is there at 29, that means everybody found out something they didn't like about him. What about Ezeraku from Boston College?
Well, I love him. You listen and read about all these talent evaluators, but then I really think it still all comes down to the player evaluations of the teams. And when you look at Ezeraku and say Shamar Stewart, it's not even close in production. I think Ezeraku had 16 sacks.
Yeah.
You know, where Shamar Stewart's more
1.5.
Testing guy, where, you know, he looks the build, and then you got to dive in. Why didn't he produce more? Was it their scheme? Was it their system? Was it him not finishing plays? Was it him not having, you know, playmaking ability? Even arm length, all that stuff, you know, facts. So you really have to dive in there. But Ezeraku, man, put the tape on. And again, I get it. It's the ACC. It was the worst conference in the country. But when you look at a team whose defense is on the field all the time, that dude produced like crazy. And there's a good track record of BC guys in the league. So I look at what he did. And I went back to an interview he did in ACC Media Day where he was talking about, you know, I need to get 12. And I think it was EJ Manuel that had him on. He was like, well, if you get 15, you're going in the first round. And he ends up getting 16.5.
Yeah.
So I think he's a super dangerous. He's got all the tools. He just played on a bad football team.
You know, the thing about Stewart to me is he's like one of these straight line athletes. He doesn't see it. He can't close. He's just a big time tester because he is an athletic freak. But he just... he doesn't know what's happening. Like, when you watch it, it's like he doesn't have any kind of feel like Ezeraku does. Do you like – I love – and you're going to remember some of these games because he came up so much – so big in not only the playoff games this year, but that Penn State game as a sophomore. Do you like Tui Moloau or not?
I do. When you go back and watch it, Kevin, he's played a ton. You know, there's a lot of pressure on those guys. I mean, you look at that position at that school and look at who you're comparing him to. I mean, it's all-timers. When you're talking about the Ohio State, you know, with the Bosa guys and Chase and those. But as solid as a guy and not a difference maker, I think he played a lot better against the run, during that playoff run, which was good. But, yeah, I do like him a lot. When you're looking at that second round at back end, it's amazing because and that's my favorite part of this draft, is how it's just like the running back position. There's so many guys that can do it. It's just basically you're spoiled because you have a preference, and I just hope you're, you know, what your teams believe in, and you get the guy that you want, and it works out, because there's plenty of them. And like I said, I keep going back to, everyone's going to talk about what happened in the Super Bowl, and now everybody wants to do that with it being the copycat league. So everybody wants as many pass rushers, and there's plenty of them for sure.
The thing about him, he was a big-time basketball prospect. I bet you Shamar Stewart did not play basketball or didn't play it at a high level. That is the difference in the type of athletes that they are from my standpoint. Who else, like, you know, moving back, do you like Landon Jackson at Arkansas? Did you see him up close? Did you see the kid from UCLA, Oladejo, any of those guys?
Yeah, Oladejo was probably the most improved guy. When you look at they changed defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
And they really, like, found him. I mean, there's another kid with the walk on, the inside linebacker who has, you know, led the country in tackles. They had a roster in shambles, so they had to move around a bunch of pieces. So he's productive as heck. Who was the guy you mentioned before him?
Jackson from Arkansas.
Oh, Landon. Yeah, I really like Landon Jackson. Again, a bad football team, but he played in the SEC. And when you watch it, and that's my biggest question is how are these three top offensive tackles going to go? I don't really love any of them. I was talking with people at Mizzou. They think the world of Membu because I don't think he's 21 yet. And, you know, he played right tackle. And, you know, they are convinced that, you know, with another year, he would have been their left tackle. But can he do it at the highest level? That's a tough one. But Landon, I mean, strength and again, the production's there on a bad football team. And he's also was the best player on that defense. So every game plan in the SEC when you played Arkansas – was containing him, and he still broke through in some big, big spots.
You don't think Mikel Williams will be there at 29, do you?
No, yeah. I don't. Those two Georgia guys I love. I don't understand. I mean, Mikel played with an injury. He got hurt, you know, at the beginning of the year. Jalen just, I think, with the way Kirby does things, he moved them around because he loved them so much. If you line those guys up on the outside, and they can play in space. They play through traffic. They don't have you know, the old thing with Kirby linebackers at Alabama was how many miles are on their tires. Those guys don't have a lot of miles. I think those two guys are whoever gets those two. I would love what they're getting in those two football players. Those guys. I mean, the build, the tenacity they play with. I read a thing this morning where NFL and Georgia guys think. They're going to be better than the kid that went, Traylon, that went, won the Jacksonville a couple years ago against ahead of Hutchinson. So those two guys, give me those two guys all day as far as difference makers, immediate difference makers for teams next year.
All right, let me get your thoughts on some other positions that I think are possible for Washington at 29. Let's start at corner and assume that, you know, Will Johnson's gone. How do you kind of evaluate the corners that might be there at 29?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The kid from Kentucky, I think, is a stud.
Harrison.
Intangibles, I love the way he tackles. In space. I think he does a good job. I really trust Stoops with what he does defensively. I know the last guy didn't work out for the Commanders, but I think, again, that was about a situation being asked to do things that he wasn't accustomed to doing. Yeah. But Hairston, I look at a guy that if nobody comes up, I think you feel really good. I think you play in the slot too, which is another, you talk about the NFL and what you need to succeed. It feels like the slot, the nickel, all those star guys, that's a position that he could fill and do well in because he's done it in the SEC. Again, these defensive guys that have played in that league, I think I am biased towards because I know how tough it is and how good it is at that level.
Is there like any other corners that you like a lot? Like, if there isn't, that's fine. But there's a player that somebody asked me to watch, and I watched him, and I don't understand why he's not at the very least a night two projection. But is there anybody
that
you know? Go ahead.
No, who was that they asked?
Darian Porter from Iowa State. Have you watched him?
Okay. Yeah.
Number 10?
Their scheme is really, really different. And I think,
it's again, zone heavy.
Yes, correct. And what are you bringing him into? You go up to Will Johnson, he's done everything. He gambles, yeah. He's got good ability, but he also tapped out on the season last year. And I didn't like that. But now when you look at Jahdae Barron, who I would take, ahead of any corner, God, he could cover ground. He's smart. He baits quarterbacks. He's not a burner, but man, the kid knows how to play defense and he tackles, not afraid of anything. He was the only bright spot in that first Georgia game, being on the sidelines for that one. So I think it's all about what they are accustomed to. If you want a guy that comes in, I mean, there's variety out there, but again, what did they play in? What were they good at? And what are you bringing them into?
Yeah, no
as
doubt
far
about
as
that
what
position.
You want to do.
Yeah.
That's monstrous because you've seen it a million times. Like, you get these corners that, just want to be locked in, but then you ask them to play in space or play the wide side, they have no idea. And the speed at the NFL, you're eating alive. Offensive coordinator sees a guy on an island that can't play in space, forget it. That's a worse nightmare.
Tell me about the running backs after. I'm assuming you think Genty is a difference maker, but after Genty, who do you love?
I love Hampton.
You
oh,
do?
Man, wow. I absolutely love him. Again, asked to do a ton on a team that wasn't great in a brutal quarterback situation. I think that I love how he catches the football, and that's what I more so lean to, Kevin, especially in the NFL, is guys that could catch the football out of the backfield. I think it's such an asset, especially, you know, when you have a young quarterback and they might get caught with some issues processing. You always have a dump off guy that a guy makes the first guy miss, or they just simply can't tackle the guy. The running back thing is, but when they go, they're going to all go. Like you see a team go, it's going to be 4 out of 5 picks the next are running backs, because everybody has their guy. I mean, no one's talked about Samson from Tennessee. That kid had one. I thought he should have been in New York for the Heisman. He was phenomenal.
He was,
and he wasn't healthy against Ohio State, so they couldn't give him the ball. I mean, go down the list, whoever you want to touch on, I could find a positive in all of them. It's 9. I mean, Cam Scadaboo, like, you're telling me he can't play football in the NFL? He'll do anything for a team, and you're going to get him in the 3rd round? That's crazy to me. So I do look at all that stuff as far as the running backs, but catching the football is the most important to me.
Yeah, I think there are starting backs and 3-down backs, as many of them as I've seen in a long time in this draft.
Yep.
But other than Genty, I would not use a 1st-round pick on anybody.
I would on Hampton.
Okay.
You might be right.
He might go in the 1st round.
I think I saw his over/under at 19.5. The problem is you're totally bet on somebody else's mindset. So good luck with those draft props.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Steve, it's like Genty is a difference maker. Like, he could be – he's different, obviously, than Barkley just size-wise, but he could be a top 5, you know, massive impact running back in the NFL for the next several years. After that, to me, I'm sure there are going to be a couple that end up being big impact backs, but they all look this – so many of them look the same. Like, I'll tell you, to me, Hampton, Caleb Johnson, Damian Martinez, who I absolutely love, a guy like Devin Neal, Judkins. Caleb Johnson, by the way, they could not throw the football. And every box was 8 or 9 players ready to stop him. I just don't know that there's that much of a difference. And then Travion Henderson's an outlier because he's, I think, the best home run hitter in the draft, running back-wise.
I could see Travion going before Hampton because, again, you've seen him do it. The foot issue, I know, has been a problem. But I love that you brought up Caleb Johnson because also, Kevin, that's a straight zone scheme. And when try and bring, I mean, you look at so many NFL teams that just run zone. And he measured way bigger than I thought. He's 221, 224, and 6'1". I look at team, and I know the Niners go through running backs like candy, but like if they got him and how much they like to do and how creative they are in a run game, that's a dangerous spot. But Caleb Johnson, I think, has a step ahead. When you come to the vision deal of the NFL and running backs having to have it and already doing it in a zone in a system, like you pointed out, where they couldn't throw the football. I love that kid. I think he's a steal. I would put him ahead of Judkins and right behind Travion and Hampton.
All right. Last two more. Wide receiver, just give me your thoughts, and maybe somebody that Washington could look at 61. I don't think they're going to take a receiver at 29. But give me your thoughts on receivers, and then give me the player that you absolutely love, player or two that you absolutely love that nobody's really talking about and you know you're going to be right on.
You're saying 61, so that's what, end of the 2nd? Or no.
Yeah. Just give me your receivers. How do you see them?
The most puzzling one to me is Burden. I mean, he was the highest graded out of high school, got all the accolades, was the first Missouri kid that Drink got to go to Missouri, and had an unbelievable sophomore year, and then took a step back his junior year. I think you got to look at these kids getting paid in NIL. Like, did he get a little relaxed? Did he get lackadaisical? Or the word you use that I love, casual. Jalen Noel, I think is going to go higher than 61, but I love that kid out of Iowa State. I really like the kid Kyle Williams out of Washington State.
Love him.
I think you do it. And the wild card is Horton out of Colorado State. You know, you go back 2 years, I thought he was the best player on the field after Travis Hunter got knocked out against Colorado. But that kid's a big-time target, you know, and he got nicked up. But he's 6'3", 196. That's a target I know Jaden Daniels will love to throw to, getting some bigger guys. The best kid's a great story. I remember him when he started at LSU. I was like, who's that guy? But Kyle Williams is also a guy that just went through quarterbacks. He was Cam Ward's guy 2 years ago.
Exactly.
At Washington State, and still put up great numbers. Now, he's only, you know, 5'11", 190. But when you talk about production and the ability to catch the football, he was phenomenal going through, I think, Washington State went through three quarterbacks this year by the end of the bowl game. But he's a guy who played in the bowl game. So those are the guys.
Played great in the bowl game.
He was
awesome in the bowl game. Do you think Tet McMillan is Mike Evans or not?
No.
I don't either.
No, I don't even think. I think the Drake London comparisons are even too favorable.
Yeah.
When you look at those guys, like you watch Drake London, that guy played basketball. Like he knows how to box
out.
He gets to the ball. And Mike Evans might be the best of all time in this era. When you're talking about that stuff, McMillan's more just about. I mean, that system they had. It was about go balls. He's a go ball guy, but, you know, he could do that at four. You know, I think he ran 4.59, 4.6. You could do that in the Pac-12 when there's less talent. But he's not great at contested catches. He didn't run well. I think it's pretty dicey, him going at – I mean, top 10, I way, way more trust Matthew Golden. I really – what he did for Texas this year – coming from Houston, is as dependable as it is. And I really like Ibuka. I mean, dependable, you know, maybe a 1B of McLaurin and what he did at Ohio State. But he could run every route. He could go against any kind of matchup. But those guys aren't going to be there for the Commanders, so I don't want to waste my time on it.
I got 30 seconds. Give me the player that you're absolutely in love with that nobody's talking about.
The kid Fannin, the tight end.
I knew it was going to be a tight end.
At Bowling Green.
Yeah, from Bowling Green.
Yeah, put up stupid numbers. I don't know what he'll look like at the next level, but the kid I absolutely love is Mason Taylor, and I keep reading these things about
how. I love him too, yeah.
He could go to the Eagles. I mean, good God. You want a situation to go to with a tight end? It's incredible. My favorite player, though, and that, actually, I wanted to ask you about that. He's my favorite offensive lineman, and that's Booker out of Alabama.
Everyone loves
the North Dakota State kid, but if he's there at 29, I would love to see him go to the Commanders.
I think if he's there at 29, there's a really good chance they would take him, but I don't think he's going to be there at 29.
You know, the guards thing is a weird deal, and it's really different. Kevin, because like I said, they don't believe in these tackles. And like I've seen now people, you know, Simmons missed, 10 games for Ohio State? Then people have him as the most polished tackle.
Yeah.
And he didn't even play. So Will Campbell scares me. I thought he would be better and watched him in person a bunch. He got eaten alive a bunch of times against South Carolina, but those are NFL guys, but Booker, if he's there at 29, oh my God, it's a dream for the whole organization.
Talk about like a Washington style player. Like the character on him is like off the charts. God. Like, I mean, this is Gandhi apparently. All right,
Kevin,
great
he's
job,
from Connecticut. So he has
well, okay.
Surrounding. Come on.
All right, great job. Appreciate it. Sorry to keep you so long as usual.
Well,
I'll talk to you later.
Hard out in this segment, so thank you.
There was a hard out. I sailed right through it. See ya. I got to go.
Bye.
Stanford Steve, everybody. I'll give you my thoughts on receivers in this draft next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.